Christian, you are under a new authority, have been placed in a new kingdom to pursue new affections and ambitions. The eternal realities should be our present priority. So are they? Are eternal realities your present priorities? Does your life here and now showcase these eternal realities? Do your decisions and your loves demonstrate that you are operating according to the values and the wisdom of the Spirit or of this present worldly age? So listen, if you find yourself listed in that list in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, whether it's sexual immorality that's enslaving you or greed or drunkenness, hear it loud and clear that there is deliverance and freedom in Jesus Christ. Just because those words describe you now doesn't mean that they have to be the words that define you for the rest of your life or even in the next few moments. There is a redemption. There is a new life offered to you in Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save those who are sinful. He came to die for their sins and win them forgiveness so that they can experience the new life of redemption and experience the good reign and rule of Jesus in their lives now and inherit the fullness of the kingdom of God in the future. The best of heaven offered for the worst of earth. So take him by faith. Lay hold of him in faith. Just as you probably came into the room that you're in right now and you sat down in the seat that you're sitting in right now, believing that the chair would do its job, in the same way, believe that Jesus' death serves as the punishment for your sin. Lean into it, embrace it, and rejoice that his resurrection proves to us that he conquered sin. Receive him today, right now. Hear his call on your life right now to repent and turn from your sinfulness and receive him as your king. If you have done that, would you do me a favor and that when you pray today, please remember Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Sukuma LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.